In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, greeting to all the brothers and sisters.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始聚会啊，愿各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is "Do not break God's heart."
我们今晚正道的主题是不要让神心碎。
We all love to hear stories.
我们都听过一些故事。
And we all love to hear love story even more.
我们都喜欢听故事，我们也更喜欢听爱情的故事。
Especially if you look at Hollywood or dramas, there's not a movie, very seldom, or drama that didn't describe love.
尤其你看好莱坞的电影，基本上每一部电影都会描述爱。
And especially even novel or dramas.
特别是小说或是戏剧。
Because love is the best gift given from above.
因为爱是从上头来的最好的、最美的礼物。
Sometimes when we look at a love story, we'll cry.
有时候我们在听一些、在看一些爱情故事的时候，我们都会流泪。
Because it's so touching.
因为很感人。
And sometimes a love story can be very sad.
那有些爱情故事会让你很伤心。
Because the process, the couple have to go through a lot of hardship.
因为这一对情侣他们要经历很多的困难。
And sometimes a lot of hearts are broken during a story.
那很经常发生的是，在这个故事里面，很多人心碎，有人心碎。
So love is not easy.
所以爱不简单。
But people still love to hear love story.
但人都还是喜欢听爱情故事。
However, what is the best love story of whole human history?
但在人类历史上最美的爱情故事是什么呢
？You may not realize.
你可能不会去发现。
The best love story and the best romantic romance between God and man is a love story recorded in the Bible.
但是，其实，人与神之间的爱情故事才是这最浪漫、最美的。
Because it's a real one.
因为是真实的。
And it's the greatest.
也是最伟大的。
In the Bible, it always describes God and His people as a couple, husband and wife.
在圣经里面，经常会将神与人描述成先生与丈夫与妻子。
But we know.Even the prince married the princess, they live happily ever after, but doesn't mean that they didn't have problems.
但就算是我们都知道，但就算是王子与公主他们结婚，也一直长久这样子，在永远在一起，但也不是说经常都是快乐的。
Every marriage has its ups and downs.
也每一段婚姻都有它的上下起伏。
God's love to His people and this spiritual marriage also having difficult time sometimes.
神与人之间这个属灵婚姻的关系也有它的问题。
So when we read the book of Hosea recently in the Bible,
所以当我们在读最近在读何西阿书的时候
，we must understand this is a love story.
我们要去明白这是爱情的故事。
But it is a heartbreaking love story.
但却是让人心碎的故事。
We can give it a title saying that it is an unbroken love from a broken heart.
我们可以说这个故事。它是不断的爱，却是心碎的，却是心碎的心。
Whose heart is broken?
那谁的心碎了呢
？God's heart was broken.
神的心碎了。
But His love to His people is never totally broken.
但是他对他的百姓、他的子民的爱却是不断的。
Okay, let's turn to the book of Hosea.
我们来翻开何西阿书。
Right after Daniel.
在但以理书之后。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 1.
何西阿书一章一节，第一节，当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王，约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，神的话临到贝利的儿子何西阿。
Now let's talk about the background of this book.
我们首先来探讨这书的背景。
From the book of Hosea until the end of the Old Testament Malachi, there are totally 12 books.
从何西阿书开始，一直到旧约圣经最后一卷马拉基书这是总共有十二卷。
These 12 books are together in a category. It's called the Minor Prophets.
这十二卷书它统称叫小先知书。
But why it's called minor? It's not that they are less important than anyone.
那他们叫我们称它为小先知书不是代表说它比其他的还更不重要。
But rather just because the size of the book are smaller than Isaiah, Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
而是这十二卷书的长度，它相比以赛亚书耶利米书以西结书相对较短。
So it is called minor in size.
那是所以我们将它是小先知书是 它的长度没有很长。
But the message is equally important.
但它里面的讯息却是相同重要的。
It's always talk about God's anger, God's judgment to the people.
因为在这赦卷书里面都是在讲神的愤怒、神的审判。
Because they have sinned against God.
因为百姓犯罪。
At the same time, the book also talks about hope and mercy of God.
但同时这赦卷书也都探讨讲到了神的怜悯与希望。
We know that prophets are the workers of God and convey God's message.
我们知道先知是神的工人，是来传达神的讯息。
And sometimes God uses a very strange way, a weird way, to tell the prophet to convey the message.
对，很多时候神他会用一些很奇怪的方式让先知来传递他的讯息。
Remember when we studied the book of Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel to lie down on the ground for a year or eat food cooked by human feces to demonstrate a message.
那我们知道在以西结束的时候，神他就让以西结躺在地上躺一年，然后这些很奇怪的事来传达他的讯息。
However, God sometimes will even use more extreme way to tell a prophet to bring a message to his people.
但有时候神他反而也会用更极端的方式让先知来传递他的讯息。
And this time, God want to use the prophet's marriage to demonstrate a message.
那这一次，神他就要用一个先知的婚姻来去彰显，来去显明他的信息。
It's very dramatic.
那是很戏剧性
的。Okay, the next line, the verse that we have just read talks about the historical background.
我们刚读的这个第一节，它讲了这个历史的背景。
It is called the divided kingdom era.
这个时候是两国分裂。
We know that David built the kingdom of Israel.
我们知道大卫创立了以色列国。
And then Solomon succeeded him as king.
所罗门继承了他的王位。
At the time, the kingdom was united because God was with them.
那当时这国家是统一的，因为神与他们同在。
However, later in age, that Solomon worshipped idols.
但在最后所罗门他去拜偶像。
So God was no longer with the kingdom.
所以神他不再与这个国家同在。
So right after Solomon died, soon after he died, and then the kingdom was divided into the north and southern kingdom.
那所以在所罗门他去世之后，这个国度就一分为二，成为南北朝。
So this way, when we read chapter 1 verse 1, the historical background, there's some kings in the south and some king in the north.
那所以在我们读这第一节的时候，我们可以读到有些王他们是在北边，有些王是在南边。
So even though this book was targeted to the northern kingdom, but at the same time, the southern kingdom should also hear the message.
那所以就算这本书它这个书卷它是针对北朝北国的，但是其实南朝的也是要听。
Now what happened to the northern kingdom at that time?
那当时这个北朝是发生什么呢
？Next slide tell us that the northern kingdom who was king is called Jeroboam the second.
当时在以色列国北朝做王的是耶罗波安二世。
He was a very powerful king.
他是很有大能的国王。
Politically speaking, he was very smart. He really know how to do politics.
那在政治上，他很有智慧。
And then in terms of military campaign, he's also a mighty man of warrior.
那在军事上，他也是有大能的。
He even led the battle to fight Syria at the time to capture a lot of land and restore the boundary of Israel.
当时还与亚述人征战，来去收复以色列的边界。
So in the worldly standard, he was very successful.
所以在属世的角度上，他很成功。
But spiritually speaking, he was a failure.
但在属灵上，他却是个失败者。
Because he led the people astray and go to worship idols, sin against God.
因为他将百姓带偏去跪拜偶像，得罪神。
So oftentimes people look at people is different than what God look at people.
那所以很多时候人看人的角度跟神看人是不一样的。
Maybe you are a billionaire, you are president, you are princess. Wow, everybody look at you. You are successful in this life.
那你可能是亿万富翁、总统、王权贵族，但是你在这个世上很成功。
But when God look at a person, God said you are failure.
但当神在看你的时候，看我们这些人的时候，他说你是失败的。
Because you don't know God, you don't follow His will.
因为你不认识神，你不遵循他的旨意。
Now under the king of Jeroboam, that the whole country worship idols so much.
那在耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，整个国家都在拜偶像。
And they forsake the Lord God Almighty, who have loved them, who have given them protection and blessed them.
他们已经离弃了那爱他们、保护他们的神。
So just like a wife receive everything from the husband, but later the wife went away to love another man.
那所以就像一个妻子，她得到了丈夫的一切，但最后她却跟别的男人跑了。
So nobody know how God felt.
所以没有人可以去明白神的心。
But you know what? According to the Bible, God is a God of feelings, of compassion.
但其实，在圣经里面就有将神已经告诉我们，描述说神他是有感情的。
God is not a stone. God is not a machine that don't feel anything.
神他不是一个机器，他不是一颗石头。但没有任何的感知。
God has so much feeling because we have feelings. God created us, so we share His feeling.
神他是有感情，就像神他创造了我们，我们有感情，所以神他也有的。
He'll be very happy if you worship Him, if you love Him.
如果我们今天去敬拜他，我们爱他，他会很快乐。
At the same time, He'll be very hurt and His heart will be broken if you left Him, if you forsake Him.
那同样的，当我们离开他、离弃他的时候，他也会感觉到疼痛。
But people didn't know that.
但人不知道。
So God told Hosea.
所以神告诉何西阿。
Go to tell the people.
你要去告诉百姓。
Using your marriage.
用你自己的婚姻。
Tell a story.
来去述说一个故事。
How you marry someone who is unfaithful.
你去嫁娶了一个不信实的人。
淫妇啊。
淫妇。
And then she will betray you. She will turn away from you.
啊，这个淫妇就会背叛你，她会离开你。
And how hurt you will be.
然后你会多么的疼痛。
But after a lot of things happen,
但在很多事情发生之后
you will take her back,
你会将她带回
because she come to plead you that way.
因为她回来祈求你。
And then from that marriage, you will know how God feels about the whole this situation.
那从那样子的婚姻你就会去明白神他是如何感觉的。
God's heart is broken.
神的心碎了。
But His love never fails.
但他的爱永远不断。
Next, let's talk about the foundation of the book. At least the first three chapters is very interesting and very important.
那再过来，我们要讲这卷书的根基的基础。
First chapter, let's turn to chapter 1 verse 3.
那就前面的三章。
Chapter 1 verse 2 to 3.
那首先我们来看何西阿书第一章第二节。何西阿书第一章第二节，神初次与何西阿说话，对他说。你去娶淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃神。
Verse three.
第三节，于是何西阿去娶了低拉因的女儿歌篾，这妇人怀孕，给她生了一个儿子。
So the first chapter, God told Hosea, appeared to him the first time and give him a mission impossible almost.
在神他初次与何西阿说话，就给他一个很难去完成的任务。
What did God tell him to do?
神让他去做什么呢？
There's a go and marry a whore.
神说你去娶淫妇。
Wow, we know as men, when we are of age, we like to marry. And we like to get a very beautiful woman, and most importantly, when we get a faithful woman.
那我们知道，作为男人，我们今天成长到一定的年纪，就想要有婚姻。那我们都想要去娶一个最美，而且是信实的人。
But in terms of beauty and faithfulness, I think most men will rather choose faithfulness more, right?
那但是作为如果是美貌跟忠贞来选的话，我想大多数男人都会选忠贞。
Because if you choose somebody very beautiful but she is not faithful, next morning you after you get married, you go to find another man, your heart will be so broken, and then there's no meaning for the marriage.
因为如果你娶了一个美貌的妇人，但是她对你不忠诚，那在你们结婚之后，她马上又去找另外一个男人，你的心就会碎。
So man for man, we love.Women who are faithful to us.
那所以作为男人，我们会爱忠诚的女人。
I'm sure Hosea shared the same mentality.
那我相信何西阿也是有一样子的。
But guess what happened when God told him, spoke to him the first time and want to use him?
但是在神初次与他说话，然后要让他做事的时候。
I think he'll be very happy. Wow, God appeared to me right now, right? He may tell me something. I'm bring a good message, and I'll be a very famous prophet.
那可能在当时他会想说，神他与我说话，我就会有名，然后我会做一个好的先知。
But what did God tell him?
但神告诉他什么呢？
Go marry an adulterous woman.
神对他说，去娶淫妇为妻。
And get the children that she bore from adultery.
然后也去收纳淫乱所生的儿女。
Wow, I think if we were Hosea, we would have so many question marks.
我相信，如果我们是何西阿的话，我们一定有很多问号。
We would say, No, God, wait a minute. I think you make a mistake.
那我会说，神啊，我想你犯了一个错误。
How can you tell me to marry a dirty woman, a worthless woman?
那你怎么可以让我去娶一个肮脏、没有任何价值的女人呢？
There's no way I can follow this.
我没有办法去没有办法去遵行。
I don't care what do you want me to do, but just no, no way.
我也没有办法，我真的不在乎你告诉你对我说什么，我不愿意。
But for Hosea, he submitted to God.
但何西阿他顺服神。
Because he knows God has a plan for this whole situation.
因为他知道神对这一切的事情有他的计划。
So he obeyed God and married Gomer, the adulterous woman.
所以何西阿他就遵行了神的指令去娶了歌篾。
And later, this Gomer has three children.
之后歌篾这妇人她有三个孩子。
But soon after that, the second chapter of the book, Gomer leave Hosea for another man. Not only one man, but for another man.
那在第二章，我们就会看到说，歌篾在生完三个孩子之后就离开了何西阿。那不只是跟别的男人跑，那不只是一个。
Let's turn to chapter two.
我们翻到第二章
，verse four to five，
第四、第五节。
Chapter two, verse four to five.
第二章第四、第五节，第四节，我必不怜悯他的儿女，因为他们是从淫乱而生的。第五节，他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母做了可羞耻的事，因为他说，我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻、油、酒都是他们给的。
So the second chapter, now this Gomer, this adulterous woman, left Hosea.
那在何西阿书第二章里面，这个歌篾淫妇，她就离开了何西阿。
Not only she left, but she said something very hurting.
那不只是她离开了，她还说了很伤人的话。
She told Hosea, "You know what? Whatever I have, it's not from you, but from another man who give it to me."
她对何西阿说："你知道吗？我所有这拥有的一切都不是你给的，是其他男人给的。
"But that's not true, of course. Everything Gomer had was from Hosea.
那当然这不是真的，因为歌篾所拥有的一切都是何西阿从何西阿来的。
But she didn't care. She credited everything to other men.
但她不在乎，她将所有的功劳都归于都给其他的男人。
And then she loved other men and sleep with them.
她就爱上其他男人，然后与他们行淫。
And that break the heart of Hosea.
那这就让何西阿心碎。
And why God allowed this to happen?
那神为什么同意让这个发生呢
？Because God want to tell the people.
因为神他要告诉百姓。
When you forsake me.
当你离弃我。
When you worship other gods.
当你去敬拜跪其他神。
When you let other idols replace me in your heart.
当你去拜偶像，让这些偶像取代我在你的心。
You know what? You has broken my heart.
你知道吗？你让我心碎。
That is what God want to tell the people of Israel.
这就是神他要告诉以色列百姓。
So next slide tell us why was God's heart broken?
那所以为什么神的心碎了
？Now, brother, sister, remember, God's heart could be broken by us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要去明白神的心可以被我们破碎。
Do not think that God's heart is a heart of stone, cannot be broken, has no feeling.
我们不要去觉得说神的心是石头，是不会破碎的。
God's heart can be broken totally.
神的心是可以被破碎的。
He would be very sad. He could be hurt, very hurt.
他会很伤心，他也会疼痛。
Why God's heart is broken?
那神的心为何破碎了
？Because his marriage with his chosen people, Israel, was having a problem.
因为神和以色列人，他的百姓的婚姻出了问题。
You know, in this life, there are many things that can devastate a man or a wife.
我们知道在的生活当中有很多事情可以让一个丈夫或者妻子绝望。
Maybe you can lose the job.
或许你可以是失业。
Or your career collapse.
或是你的事业上有
失败。Or your health having a big problem.
然后是你健康出了问题。
But those are not the worst.
但这不是最差的。
The worst to suffer is when your marriage fell apart and when someone you love that turn against you and run away from you.
那最差的是你的婚姻出了问题，而你所爱的那个人他背弃了你，离开了你。
That's why you see people who suffer in marriage or their spouse are unfaithful. They'll be so distressed, so downcast at the beginning.
这才是你为什么会看到说，当一个人他们婚姻出了问题，他们的另外一半对他们不忠诚，
no.
他们在最开始会很心碎。
God's heart is broken.
就像神的心也破碎。
Because people commit spiritual adultery.
因为百姓行属灵的淫乱。
Now, brother, sister, what does it mean to us?
弟兄姐妹，这对我们代表什么
？We have to ask ourselves the same question.
我们要问自己同样的问题。
Do we commit spiritual adultery today?
我们今天是否有行了属灵的淫乱
？Let's turn to the book of James, chapter four, verse four.
我们翻到雅各书第四章第四节。
James chapter four, verse four.
雅各书四章四节。
James 4:4。
雅各书四章四节第四节，你们这些淫乱的人，淫乱人呐、啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Here, Elder James remind and warn the members at a time.
那在这里，雅各长老他提醒、警告了当时的信徒。
He said, "You adulterous people."
他说：“你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊。”
Why will you call the church at the time adulterous people?
为什么他当时会称教会的信徒淫乱的人呢？
I'm sure not everybody will dare to commit physical adultery, right? Most people will know that I should never sleep with other one other than my wife or husband.
那当然，我想大多数的信徒都会明白，就是说不可奸淫啊，不会去行淫乱。
Because if you commit adultery, you lose salvation. You go to hell. You cannot go to heaven.
因为若你心乱，你犯奸淫，那你就没有办法进入天国。
Yes, we all know that.
我们都知道。
But Elder James bring about another very painful fact.
但是雅各长老他在这里说了一个痛点。
A lot of members, a lot of Christians, even though physically they didn't commit adultery with against their wife or husband, but spiritually they commit adultery against God.
很多的信徒他们在生活上他们没有行淫乱，而他们没有得罪神，但是他们却在属灵行了淫乱。
Do you know what is between husband and wife the marriage means?
那你知道在丈夫与妻子之间的婚姻代表什么？
After you get married, in your heart, you shall love no other, think no others than your spouse.
就是在你们结婚之后，你们心里所想所爱只能有一个人，就是他。
No one can replace your spouse in your heart.
不能有任何其他人可以取代你的另外一半在你心里的位置。
No matter what happened.
不论发生什么。
Whether she become ugly or become fat or get sick, no matter what happened, nobody shall replace him or her in your heart.
不论发生什么，就算他变丑变胖，你都没有任何人可以取代他。
Spiritually speaking.
在属灵上。
Nobody shall replace God in our heart.
我们也不可以去让任何其他的事物。任何其他的东西取代神。
However, at that time, God, James told the member, "You know what? You already allowed the world replace God in your heart."
但当时雅各长老却对这些信徒说：“你们已经让世俗取代了神。
You befriend the world too much. At the same time, you neglected your spiritual husband.
若你与世俗为友，你已经离弃了你属灵上的丈夫。
If all your heart is pursuing seeking the world, but you do not seek God."
因为你全心在追求这个世界，你没有去追寻神、追求神。
Think about this. One day we have 24 hours.
你可以想象，就像我们有24小时。
When we are awake at least 12 to 16 hours.
哦，每一天可能就是有12到16个小时是醒的。
We spend a lot of time at work.
我们花了很多时间在工作上。
At home.
在家里。
Right now, home and work we are mixed together. Home is work, work is home.
那现在我们基本上是家庭跟工作就相合一了。
But how often do you think about God?
但你多常会去思想神呢？
How often do you miss about God?
你有多常会去思念神？
How often do you want to draw closer to Him?
你有多常会去想要与神亲近？
Let's say if I'm married.
你就想，哎，我们今天结婚。
I have a wife.
我有妻子。
But if every single minute I'm thinking about another woman.
但若每一分每一秒我在想其他女人
，Even though I don't sleep with her，
就是说我没有去跟她上床。
But if every minute I think about another opposite sex，
但是每一分每一秒我就是在想另别的异性。
I care her more than my wife。
我比我在乎她更多。
She occupy my heart。
她已经充占了我的内心。
Then even though I didn't sleep with her yet， but spiritually I commit adultery。
那就算我们还没有发生关系，但是在属灵上我已经行了淫乱。
Same, if you love this world so much.
那同样的，若你这么的爱这个世界
，the achievement, the enjoyment, the video game, the dramas, the everything in your heart already replaced God.
那所有的成就游戏，然后所有的一切已经在你内心取代了神。
Even your children.
那我。我们更说到，若你的孩子
，If anything, anyone replace God，
若任何人、任何事物取代了神
，Already that adultery is developing。
你已经慢慢的在行了淫乱。
Okay, when we look at the book of Hosea, why do people end up breaking God's heart？
那所以在我们在读何西阿的时候说，为什么百姓他逐渐的去让神心碎呢
？And we make sure we don't repeat the same mistake. We don't break God's heart。
我们要去了解，我们不要。犯同样的错误让神心碎。
But we know marriage problem doesn't happen overnight.
因为我们知道婚姻的问题不是一夕之间就发生的。
It's always a build up of things.
那都是慢慢的累积。
For a spiritual marriage, already the people is having problems.
但在属灵的婚姻，百姓已经有了问题。
The first point.
那第一点。
They break God's heart because the people has started to forget about God and has forgotten about God totally.
那第一点让神开始心碎，就是百姓他忘记了神。
We know that the action comes from the heart.
我们知道行动、行为是从心而出的。
If somebody's heart has changed, and eventually he will leave or she will leave.
若一个人变心了，他之后他一定会离开。
So that's why the heart is most important.
那所以我们才说我们的心很重要。
You look at some marriage. Everybody when they get married, they're happy. They say, "I love you forever."
你就看你婚姻啊，很多人他们结婚的时候都会对说，在那个当下都会说啊，我会一生一世爱你。
But so many marriage after a few years already fell apart.
但很多的婚姻在几年之后就离开了。
Because one of them or both of them has forgotten about why they love each other.
因为可能其中一个人或是啊，他们两个人都已经忘记了为什么会爱上对方。
They forgot about the grace that the other has done to you.
他们已经忘记了彼此的恩惠。
Same for the people of God, they've forgotten about God.
那就像以色列百姓、神的百姓一样，他们也忘记了神。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 2 verse 5.
我们翻到何西阿书二章五节。
Hosea 2:5.
何西阿书二章五节，第五节，他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀他们的母做了可羞耻的事，因为他说：“我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻、油、酒都是他们给的。”
Look at what Gomer said, the adulterous woman said.
我们来看这个淫妇割灭她所说的。
She said, "Everything I have is from other men. It's not from you."
她说：“我所拥有的一切都是其他男人给的，不是从你来的。”
They have forgotten everything she has is from her husband.
她已经忘记了她丈夫所给她的一切。
Today, brother and sister, do you remember why you are having so much grace today?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否记得为什么今天我们会有这么多的恩典呢？
It's not because you are smart.
不是你很聪明。
It's not because you work hard.
不是因为你工作努力。
It's not even you deserve it.
也不是说你应得的。
We have what we have today is because of God's mercy and grace.
因为我们今天所拥有的一切都是神的怜悯与他恩典。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 6.
我们翻到何西阿书十三章六节。
Chapter 13, verse 6.
何西阿书十三章六节，第六节，这些民照我所赐的食物得了饱足，记得饱足，心就高傲，忘记了我。
Chapter 13, verse 6 said, "These people, they have food and they filled, they have the stomach filled, but they are so proud they forget about me."
在十三章第六节这里说了，这些民他们得了饱足，心就高傲，忘记了神。
So, brother and sister.How can we stop breaking God's heart?
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天可能会怎么样子的开始忘记神呢？
Always,
或让神心碎呢？
Always tell yourself.
我们要持续告诉自己。
Don't forget about God.
不要忘记神。
You know what? When people suffer, when people are living in a marginal life, when they're lacking, they will not forget about God because every day they pray, they ask God to give them. Help them.
我们知道，当一个人在贫穷困苦、什么都没有的时候，在受苦的时候，他们就会。记得神，不会忘记神，因为每天都在求神帮助。
When will people start to forget about God?
所以当人什么时候开始会忘记神
？When they receive what they ask for.
就当他们得到了他们所求的一切。
They will start to shift the focus from God to whatever they receive from God.
他们就会开始将他们对神的这个专注。完全的转移到神所赐给他们的东西。
Maybe your career, you ask God for career. Now God give you career, you love your career more than God.
可能是你的事业，你求神给你一个事业，那你却爱你的事业更多于神。
Or maybe you didn't have a child, you ask God for a child. When the child is here, you love him more than God.
那或是你原本没有孩子，但你求神赐给你孩子，但最后你爱你孩子更多。
You forget who gave this to you.
你已经忘记是谁给你的这一切。
So Israel, they break God's heart because they forget.Where do they get what they have in right now?
那所以以色列人他们完全忘记了是谁给他们赐给他们这一切的东西。
So the beginning of our falling is from forgetting God's grace.
所以我们堕落的开始就是忘记神的恩典。
So brother and sister, every morning remind yourself.
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一天都要提醒自己。
Whatever I have is from God.
我所有的一切都是神给的。
And not even our relationship with God, even with our marriage, is the same thing.
不只是我们与神之间的关系，我们的婚姻更是如此。
Focus on each other.
我们要将专注放在彼此身上。
Don't complain your spouse whatever she cannot provide or he cannot provide.
我们不要去抱怨我们的另外一半所不能提供的东西。
If you always complain against your spouse,
若我们一直在抱怨。
If you always say that what he is lacking, what she is lacking,
若你一直去专注于去看见别人我们另外一半所缺乏的。
Your marriage will not improve.
那你的婚姻就不会进步。
And even there will be a crack in the marriage.
那可能在你的婚姻也会有裂痕。
Because nobody likes being complained or being compared to other people.
因为没有人喜欢被抱怨，或是被拿去比较。
On the other hand, in the opposite, if you always learn to say thank you, oh, thank you, you're my wife, thank you, my husband.
那相反的，若你们可以在一个婚姻生活里面，可以去彼此的感谢。
Yes, even though he is not perfect, she is not perfect.
那对，我们的另外一半可能不是完美的。
Many ways, she still have bad habit, or he is still falling short of the standard.
那当然，他可能还是有坏习惯，然后或是还没有达到你的标准。
But every time you say thank you.
但每一次当你说谢谢
，I know you're trying so hard. I know you improve.
我知道你一直持续尝试的去改变，我知道你有进步。
I really thank God for you.
我真的很感谢神，他赐给我。
The more you say this, the more healthy your marriage will be.
而若你越常说这些，你的婚姻就越好。
Even if your wife cook a meal for you, you have to say thank you.
那就是你
say, oh, this is standard, right? You have to do it. It's your job.
那就像说，今天你的妻子为你煮了一顿饭。你要去感谢他，而不是说这是你应该做的。
Or your husband mow the lawn, you don't take it for granted.
或者是你的丈夫去除草，你不要觉得说是他应该做的。
Yeah, she may not be so handsome or humorous just like other men.
那他可能你是丈夫，他不会像其他男人很幽默很英俊。
But he's responsible.
但他是负责任的。
He cut the lawn, he helped cooking. Wow, you know what? Thank you so much.
然后他为你煮饭，你为你做事情，你就很感谢他。
Now, being thankful is helping the marriage.
有感恩的心是会帮助这个婚姻。
But if you started to forget about each other's grace,
但是当你开始忘记对方的恩典，
the marriage will start to fall apart.
你的婚姻就会开始产生问题。
Second point.
第二点。
Why they hurt God's heart? They break God's heart.
为什么百姓他们让神的心碎破碎呢
？Because they were enticed by The third person in that case is the idols.
因为他们被第三者就当时就是偶像所诱惑的。
This is called 外遇 right? Or the 小三 right? In Chinese, right? Little third, right? Or whatever you call it in English, right? Or the fox, right? 狐狸精 right? Whatever you call it.
这个就是我们称为的外遇，然后在中文里面就是有小三狐狸精。
哇 ，In the movie, you always see, right? They have a marriage, okay marriage, but when a 小三 right? When an adulterous woman, a beautiful one, appear enticing the man is very easily just follow.
在很多偶像剧里或戏剧，有没有看到说原本一个很正常、很普通的一个婚姻，当第三者小三、狐狸精他们介入的时候，整个婚姻就破碎了。
When your marriage is strong,
当你的婚姻很强壮
，even when this temptation come, it's not easy to draw you away.
就算有诱惑，就算有试探，但还是一样，不会偏离。
It's not that easy.
不会这么的容易就被侵略。
Already having some problem, then if the temptation come, but for a man or woman, very easily will draw away.
但是当你的婚姻原本就有一些问题的时候，当有第三者介入不论是男女，但很快就会破碎。
So we have to be very careful. Is there any temptation in our environment?
所以我们要去很小心的去注意到说，在我们周遭是否有这样子的试探。
Because always we always have some marriage problem.
很多时候我们都会听到一些婚姻的问题。
Now, when will a temptation appears to a marriage?
试探什么时候会在我们婚姻上产生呢
？Just think about a normal marriage, right?
继续想一个正常的婚姻。
Husband and wife.
丈夫与妻子。
If the husband is sick.
而这个丈夫生病。
He's unemployed.
他失业。
And then.He's no self-confidence.
那他也没有自信。
He has a lot of debts.
他也有很多的债务。
He's broken.
他已经破产了，没有钱。
Do you think any woman will come to him and say, "Hey, you know, I can be your girlfriend"?
那你觉得会有哪些女孩子会去跟他说，哎，我做你女朋友
？Usually, it's difficult, right?
这很难呢。
Because those women outside, they look for wealthy men, you know, stable.
因为在世界上，女孩她们就会找这个
有财富、有能力啊、稳定的男人。
However, when will temptation appear?
但是这个试探什么时候会发生
？Temptation appear when you are successful, your life is stable, you have everything.
但其实这个试探就是当你在成功、当你拥有一切的时候，它才会来。
The people of Israel have the same problem.
那以色列百姓当时就有同样的问题。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 11.
我们翻到第四章十一节。
4 verse 11.
何西阿书四章十一节。四章十一节，十一节，奸淫和酒，并清酒夺去人的心。十二节，我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失迷，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。
Here said adultery and wine has taken away their heart. Has taken away their heart.
啊，这里说奸淫和新酒。并新酒已经夺去了人的心。
Think about this: when the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they are suffering, they are so lacking. How can they have wine? How can they have this adultery easily?
啊，你可以想象，当这个以色列百姓他们在旷野的时候，在受苦的时候，什么都没有，他们怎么有办法去想这些事情呢
？However, when they enter the land of Canaan,
但他们进入迦南地
，they have everything.
他们拥有了一切。
Now their hearts start to be enticed.
那他们就饱暖思淫欲。
Yes, and that is a phrase in Chinese very easily. When you are stomach is fat, when you are very warm, you think about bad things.
那这就是在中国很著名的一句话。当你饱暖的时候，你就会开始想有的没有的。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
Spiritually, we should not be enticed by the world.
在属灵上，我们也不要被世俗所诱惑。
When we will be enticed by the world.
我们什么时候会被世俗诱惑呢
？When our career started to go very smoothly.
当我们的事业开始发展平顺。
Our money in the bank account started to go higher.
当我们银行里的存款开始越来越多。
When you have high status in the society.
当你在社会上有更高的身份地位。
And that the world starting to get more and more attraction to you.
那这个世界对你在你眼中就越来越有吸引力。
Suddenly you find yourself you have less time going to church.
那错了。很多突然你就会发现，哎，你慢慢有更少时间可以来教会。
Even you are sitting in the church,
就算你坐
thinking about your company.
就算你坐在教会，你还在想你自己的公司。
You sitting here, you're thinking about your customer.
就算你坐在这，你还在想你的客户。
Or day and night, you're so worried about worldly things.
日日夜夜你在为世俗的事情烦恼。
Oh, that is very dangerous.
这就很危险。
Because the devil tried to take our heart.
因为恶者他想要拿走我们的心。
So what must we do?
所以我们应该做什么呢
？Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26.
我们翻到箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23, verse 26.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23, verse 26.
箴言二十三章二十六节，二十六节，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Please underline this verse in your Bible if you have one.
我们请大家把这个经节标注起来。
This is what God wants His children.To do.
这就是神他要他的儿女所做的。
This is what a spiritual husband wants his spiritual wife to do.
这是属灵的丈夫与属灵丈夫他要属灵的妻子所做的。
What does God want?
神他要什么
？Your heart.
他要你的心。
Give me your heart.
要将你的心归我。
Not because your life is very comfortable, so your heart being enticed by idols or any other things.
不是说你的生活平顺，所以你的说的你的心就已经被这一切这世俗的一切都诱惑了。
Every day when you pray, when we pray to God, God please guard my heart.
所以每一天我们祷告，求神要求主啊，求你防卫我的心。
Don't let my heart be enticed by the world.
求你保守我的心，让我的心不会被世界所诱惑。
For example, when the stock market going crazy, everybody is buying and earning so much money, right?
就想说，当股市在波动的时候，每个人都想要开始买买买，然后想要赚钱。
Oh God, guard my heart.
那就要求神啊，求神啊，求你保守我的心。
Do not let me be greedy.
让我不要贪婪。
So that I can live a simple life.
就让我能够过一个简单的生活。
Wow, you always have to ask God. God, I give you my heart. I don't give the world my heart.
所以我每一次向神祷告，就是说神，我将我的心归你，而不是归世界。
No matter how busy I am.
不论我多么繁忙。
No matter I am rich or I am poor.
不论我富有或是贫穷。
God, you have my heart, and you have 100% of my heart.
神，你有我全心，我百分之百的心，
not part of it.
而不是一部分的。
Oh, that's not easy. I think that's not easy.
我觉得这可很不简单。
But we have to pray for that.
但我们要这样子的祷告。
Because devil today he works very hard. to get your heart.
因为今天撒旦他非常的用力要去拿走我，占有我们的心。
Through the TV program, he want to get your heart.
那从这个电视节目，他要得到你的心。
Through the video game or cell phone game, he want to get your heart.
从这个电玩游戏，他要得到你的心。
Through the stock market, not the money, career, go get your heart.
他从这个股市、钱财、事业，他要得到你的心。
Bring your heart to God.
我们要将我自己的心归神。
Now let's talk about marriage, physical marriage.
再过来，我们来探讨属世的婚姻。
How do we save our marriage? How do you guard our marriage?
我们要如何去保守自己的婚姻
？Guard your heart.
要去保守自己的心。
Yeah, sometimes you cannot control, right? Some beautiful woman or handsome man can appear before you.
很多时候我们没有办法去控制，会有漂亮的女孩，英俊的男孩出现在我们眼前。
Maybe they are your colleagues, they are your friends, they are your coworkers.
啊，可能是你的同事、朋友。
Maybe they are even your coworker in church.
或者是教会的同工。
They may be attracted to you.
他们可能
you are attracted to them.
他们可能对你会有吸引力，或是他们觉得你很吸引人。
But right the moment you feel that you are attracted to them.
但在那个你觉得他们很吸引你的当下
，Even the slightest thought has come to you，
就有这一丝的想法
，You have to pray，
你就要祷告
，Confess to God，
要向神悔改
，God don't let this happen，
要跟神说神不要让这个发生
，This is not allowed，
这个是不被允许的
，I don't want to sin against you，
我不要得罪你
，Please let me give my heart only to you and only to my spouse，
求你让我将我的心只归你与只归我的。另一半
，My heart cannot go to any other person.
我的心不能再偏向其他人了
，because that is not pleasing to you.
因为这是不蒙你悦纳的
，and that will destroy my family.
那这也会摧毁我的家庭。
So please, God, guard my heart.
所以神求你保守我。
So every day we have to pray.
所以每天我们都要祷告。
You cannot control. Oh, there's no other person appear before you.
你不能去控制谁出现在你眼前。
But you can control your heart.
但你可以控制自己的心。
No matter what happens.
不论发生什么。
But for men, God gives the Bible even one more instruction.
但对于男人，圣经更给多了一条指令。
How do you guard your heart?
你要如何去保守自己的心
？You have to guard your eyes.
你要去保守自己的眼目。
Let's read verse 26 again.
我们再来读26节。
Please read.
箴言。
Chapter 23, verse 26, the same verse that we just read.
箴言23章26节，26节，我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目要喜悦我的道路。
How can you guard your heart?
你要如何保守自己的眼目
？Your eyes have to be straight on the path of God.
你的眼目要喜悦神的道路。
If your eyes are wandering away, look at other women, look at other sexy girls, look at pornography on the internet, your heart will go astray one day.
因为若你的眼目就飘来飘去，然后看这个女生漂不漂亮，然后或是看这些不好的影片，那你的心有一天也会离开。
For women, their weakness is not in their eyes. This is another thing.
那对于女人妇女来说，她们的软弱弱点不是在眼目。
We'll talk about it later. They have other weaknesses.
我们待会会谈去探讨。
But for men, every man, the biggest weakness that we have come from our eyes.
但对于男人，我们所有的我们的弱点就是眼睛。
Unless we can overcome that，
那除非我们可以战胜。
We cannot be a spiritual man，
那我们就不能做属灵的人。
Unless we can overcome them，
除非我们可以战胜他。
We will not have a good marriage，
我们就不会有好的婚姻。
Can you imagine if every day you're looking at another woman lustfully？
那你可以想象，你每一天就在这个看其他女人就起淫念。
吃冰淇淋这样哈 ？Your ice cream， having ice cream in your eye， right in Chinese say。
那就好像你的眼睛这个在吃冰淇淋在流
，or you're secretly browsing the pornography on the internet，
或者是你在这个偷偷的去看色情影片。
Do you think your heart will give to your wife？
那你觉得说你的心会归于你的妻子吗
？Of course not。
那当然不会了。
Your heart already go to another woman。
你的心已经去给了其他女人。
And the moment you look back to your wife, you feel, oh, she's so boring. She's not attractive.
在你看回你自己的妻子，你会觉得说她好无聊。
Because in your heart, already you are sleeping with another woman.
因为在你的心，你已经与其他女人上床了。
Some people say, right, there's no harm to watch it. I will never do it.
那很多人会说，看没有什么问题，我又不会做。
It's entertainment.
那只是一个娱乐。
It's helping people even.
那只是在帮助别人，还在帮助别人。
Actually, this is the scheme of the devil.
那其实这就是撒旦的诡计。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们翻到马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章。
Verse 27.
五章二十七节
Matthew 5:27.
五章二十七节，你们听见有话说，不可奸淫。二十八节，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Look at what Jesus put it this way.
我们就来看主耶稣是怎么说。
The Old Testament said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
在旧约说，人不可犯奸淫。
But Jesus have a clearer instruction in this.
但主耶稣在这里，他有一个更清楚的指示。
He said, "If you look at a woman lustfully."
主耶稣说，若你看见妇女起淫念。
For example, when you look at pornography secretly at home or using your cell phone.
那就像你偷偷的在家里看看色情影片，或者用你的手机。
Or enjoying look at some harmless, you think the harmless are sexy images.
啊，或者是看一些图片，你觉得是没有。
无伤大雅的。It's not pornography, but maybe just bikini girls or underwear girls.
就这些无伤的，可它不是色情影片，它只是一些女孩穿比基尼。
But your heart already thinking lustfully.
但你的心已经动淫念。
And then Jesus said, "You already your heart go astray. You are committing with her in your heart adultery."
那主耶稣说，那你心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
So as a husband, as a man, as a young man or old man.We have to be very careful.
所以作为男人，不论你今天结婚没结婚，年轻或是老人，我们要小心。
Do not be enticed.
不要被诱惑。
The outside.
不要被外在世俗所诱惑。
Otherwise, we cannot receive the grace of God.
那不然我们就没有办法得到神的恩典。
So the people they have broken God's heart so much, but they didn't know.
所以百姓他们让神的心破碎，但他们不知道。
However, God loved them so much. God wanted to get them back.
但神他很爱他们，要他们回归。
The whole book is about how God willing to take Israelites back.
何西阿书整卷书就是在述说神他如何的希望以色列百姓能够回归。
Because in chapter 3 in Hosea, that God told Hosea, "You accept Gomer back when she come back."
因为在何西阿书第三章就说到了神他对何西阿说，当歌灭回来的时候，要回来的时候，你要接纳他。
This is a prefiguration.
这是预表。
That even though people of Israel sin against God,
那就算以色列百姓犯罪得罪神
，they will suffer.
他们会受苦。
But when they return, God will accept them.
但当他们回归，神会接纳他们。
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
，don't break God's heart.
不要让神心碎。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们翻到以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 30.
三十节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
以弗所书四章三十节。三十节，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
He said, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit."
这里说不要让圣灵担忧。
You know what? Holy Spirit has feeling.
我们知道，我们要知道圣灵是有感情的。
If you forgotten about him.
若你忘记了他
if your heart has changed,
若你变心
if you're enticed by outside world,
若你被世界所诱惑
Holy Spirit will be very hurt.
圣灵会受伤
Don't do this to him anymore.
所以我们不要再做这样子的事情
Let's all sing hymn 388.
一起唱赞美诗388首